You don't know who I am, he repeated slowly. That's what I just said. Try to keep up. It came out harsher than I intended, but there was no taking it back now. I probably should be more careful with what I said to this man. He was packing heat, after all. It wasn't exactly hidden on his hip, since his suit jacket was on the table beside him. Plus, he exuded a power and confidence I only wished I had. He smirked. My, my, you're a mouthy little thing, aren't you? The tips of my ears felt warm under his observation, and I suppressed a shiver. I should have been offended by his comment. I like that. Keeps me on my toes. Sighing impatiently, I folded my arms across my chest. I wasn't sure I wanted to be something he liked, or worse. Maybe I did. I mean, fuck, he was hot. And I felt hot under his gaze. This was not normal and wildly embarrassing. Probably a one-way attraction. He likely had women throwing themselves at him every damn day. So, who are you? And why do you care where I'm at late at night? I hope I sounded nonchalant. Who were you meeting so late at night? He shot back. I asked you a question first. Does that really matter when I'm the one with all the power here? I paused. He was the one who had his goons trailing behind me for weeks, who knew who I was, even though I didn't know a lick about him. He was the one who could get away with stalking a cop. And even if I tried to take legal action, I'd probably be labeled a paranoid, traumatized detective, while he'd disappear temporarily and strike again when my guard was down. Better yet, he probably had some law enforcement in his back pocket. Not like I could confirm that, what with Mr. Mystery looking smug as shit. Victor Chavez? My admission took me by surprise, and apparently him too, considering the way his eyes widened ever so slightly. Ay, por Dios, his eyes were pretty. I wriggled in my seat, wishing my brain would stop imagining him staring up at me with his face between my thighs. Why? You obviously know my history. Why don't you put two and two together? He stilled and ran a thumb across his lower lip, contemplating his next words. I can see we aren't getting anywhere tonight. When you're ready to talk, try not to assault my men. Just tell them you want to meet with Maverick. I busted out laughing, then immediately stopped when he gave me a glare that could cut glass. I'm sorry, Maverick? Don't tell me you also got picked to attend Top Gun. Maverick clenched his jaw, then slowly rose to his feet. He was tall and intimidating at his full height, well over 6 feet, with broad shoulders that blocked the light behind him. I gulped nervously. Okay, now I could tell I was really pissing him off, and my conscience finally kicked in and told me not to continue poking. You'll learn, detective, to not cross me. Just because you got a pretty face and a tragic past doesn't mean you're exempt from my wrath. You'll do good to remember that.